Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Kate Kramer. Those of us who are writers know the value of compression, concision, and velocity in this digital age. In other words, we know the value of brevity. And isn't that what leads one to say, "Don't you wish that Mark Twain was on Twitter?" When Twain had a beef or a view to share, he could state it in 140 characters or less, and he did it often. Twain never had a problem taking a position and always had a point worth sharing. For example, he said our opinions do not really blossom into fruition until we have expressed them to someone else. So, if Mark Twain was on Twitter today, he would surely have many followers. Instinctively knowing that brevity is the soul of wit, he wrote, "The difference between the right word and the almost right word is the difference between lightning and a lightning bug." The 140-character limit fits right into his musings. Imagine if he tweeted in Huckleberry Finn's tongue today. It would sound something like this. "Made me feel powerful, smart, and scholarly like to put them thoughts together fitting for Twitter. 90 characters exactly." It's amusing to think about, but when shaping public discourse, Huck has already made a difference in a local matter. In 1983, when Davenport's flood wall was under debate, a young writer wrote to the Quad City Times sound off using Huck's language and style. The letter asserted this opinion: "Ain't no sense in putting up a darn wall where the riverbank is, ruining people's views and everything." Sometimes, small humorous essays or tweets can help solve differences, and we need more of both these days. Imagine what Twain's thoughts would be on election years, Congress, transportation policy, climate change, water quality, and river restoration, all the time reminding us of the power of the tongue. Words are singularly the most powerful force available to us. They can help, heal, harm, or humiliate. Chosen with care, we can be influenced by them for good.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.